You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Coffee and Cream with Rodgers and Benning on Hale Varsity Radio.
やったね。
いやーすげ
え。 That translates to We love coffee and cream. It's our favorite morning show ever. The Japanese radio call on the walk-off last night, which I was just showing Damon Benning, my guy to my left, the reaction from the bench already on the field before, was it a pinch runner? I can't remember who scored from first base. And let's just say it was almost treated as a walk-off home run, and that ball stayed in the park.
Hey.
So how do you... Have you gotten a sense over our broadcasters, and I love them, you know, especially when they're on Fox. But there's like an old school meets, it's not even new school, it's old school meets World Baseball Classic environment. And for guys like Smoltz, like just for some guys to rationalize the freedom and fun, I think takes some getting used to. Because for those that aren't familiar, and there's a lot of us that watch the WBC, you get it. Like, it's fun. I mean,
is it a better All-Star game? Because that's how it feels.
Well, I like the fact that guys actually let their hair down a little. Like, rolled the window down. And I'm not even a disrespect. Now,
like Rosa Arena.
Now, he was a little over the top last night. But I'm not mad about it, right? Like, I was like, wow, did he really just... Like, my man just stood there. It was like Rihanna. How about a round of applause, right? A standing ovation. And the crowd was, like, going ham. And then he's, like, in the dugout, like, just carrying on repeatedly. But my favorite is, if this was, like, MLB, which is going to start in a week, and a guy strikes a guy out, and he does a pirouette on the mound with, like, a fist pump and... You know, like a giddy-up horsey deal. It's like, oh, man, if that guy's coming up to bat, we're throwing at this guy next inning. Or something like that, right? WBC? Eh. Doc Sadler, no big deal.
Hey, I'm a fan. And tonight, the U.S. have a chance to win the final over Japan.
Hopefully Japan is tired.
I think this game will be viewed more because it's Japan and not Mexico. Like, if Mexico may be, like, the better players, like, have the better players.
Even though they weren't favored yesterday.
No.
They were a decided underdog.
Right.
Yeah.
But I think Japan just has it.
You
got
mean,
the
love. You meant the more recognizable, like, yes. MLB guys. Oh, yeah, for
yes.
sure.
Yes. And for today, sure. It's Shohei Ohtani, Lars Nubar, and who?
Yeah.
And who?
Yeah.
Those guys.
The Shohei Ohtani and Sasaki, they, like, dominated the broadcast.
Sasaki can throw some heat.
Yeah, well, when your average fastball is clocking in at 98.4?
That was average?
Average.
I saw a passing tweet of him throwing consecutive 100-mile-per-hour pitches. Listen,
but I did say average.
Mm-hmm.
That means you're not occasionally touching 100, but you're constantly around 94, 95.
which means your changeup
comes in. No, his average fastball I know, is 98.
But four. I'm telling you, his changeup comes in like Adam Wainwright's fastball. Yeah.
I love this. I love the St. Louis Road. So we got
well,
him.
We got starting tonight.
We got yeah. Well, he might. We got a Gallegos and a Wainwright reference in the Major League
and
Baseball.
Newport. And
the Major League Baseball season hasn't started. Is if I'm not doing a show with oh there it is
the St. Louis Cardinals
with a St. Louis. Fan.
How about Paul Goldschmidt and Nolan Arenado? Let's just throw them in too.
Well, let's see. So you know who's going to have the most fun tonight for the. Since we're weaving in our team, Mookie Betts. Mookie Betts has a good time at WBC.
Yeah, and I'm not shocked, and most players do, right? This is
he has fun.
You talk about letting your hair down. Like, this is literally a moment for these guys to be like, hey, instead of spring training, where we just kind of go through the motions a little bit, you have to stay a little more conservative with your play, with how you react, because you're in front of like your fans and MLB.
But when you get guys like Castellanos and some of these old heads in baseball, they don't want anybody to have fun in the major leagues, right?
Not anymore though. We are seeing a rise in personality with some of the young players.
That's right, Coach O. But don't you want it? Like, you're trying to grow viewers.
I thought, whoa.
That's how you'll grow him right here. Just listening to that call.
USA, slight fave.
And I think that's right. I don't think that's right.
Slight fave.
They are the better team. They have the better lineup. They have more talent. But I think more people will be rooting for Japan, even here in the U.S.
Do you know my favorite is all the nicknames that I can't pronounce? Who was my guy last night? It was a lot of words, but basically the translation was godly. He took the collar like three times. Three straight he took the collar.
Who am I missing?
The lefty wears 55. Is it Matsusui?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know the last name.
It translated to godly, and I was like, everybody has a nickname.
It's like the Little League World Series.
No, it's like your boy, the little kid that you do a show with. Like
exactly, the Little League World Series.
Everybody gets a nickname. I was like, man, God bless Japan.
Hey,
I'm team nickname.
Shane, do you have those three clips that I sent you, like, ready to go?
from the WBC?
Shane? Yeah, in a second here.
Reason I bring this.
I got him.
So we have that Japan call, right?
Yeah.
And then last night, if you even opened up Twitter and you follow a college basketball account, you see Kevin Harlan's call against Furman. I mean, you know, the view, right, that everybody wants to see. It's like the UFC view. And so it had me thinking, like, you know, instead of doing the Harburg segment now, let's wait and push that back. Let's do some of, like, the best calls in sports. And I had three preloaded. I don't know why I just had these on my desktop, but I sent them over to Shane. Shane, play the first one I sent you.
56-yarder. Does not have the leg. And Chris Davis takes it to the back of the end zone. He'll run it out to the 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 45. There goes Davis.
Oh, my God.
Davis is going to run it all the way back. Auburn's going to win the football game. Auburn's going to win the football game. He ran the missed field goal back. He ran it back 109 yards. They're not going to keep him off the field tonight. Holy cow. Oh, my God. Auburn wins. Auburn has won the Iron Bowl.
Whoever my
Auburn
play-by-play guy
it.
Is would kick me off the set.
Yeah.
Like, zip it.
Oh, my God.
Like, that's the color guy.
No, that was the play-by-play guy doing all of it.
Oh, was he by himself?
No, you heard the, oh, my God.
No,
color guy.
That chimed in with the finish, right? That was the color guy that
I don't know.
Stepped on the play. It's
run it back, Shane.
There's a good chance I made a
mistake.
No.
Maybe
no.
It was.
Ding dong. Go back to the beginning.
56-yarder. Does not have the leg. And Chris Davis takes it in the back of the end zone. He'll run it out to the 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 45. There goes Davis.
Oh, my God.
Davis is going to run it all the way back.
Auburn's going to win the football game. That's the color
guy. No, no. The guy saying, oh, my God, is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He dominated the last of the broadcast as opposed to just laying out.
Yes. Yes. Okay, I'm there. Yes. You would have had your neck wrung up.
Yeah, like
almost like Kevin Hartland was like telling everybody to shut up when he's doing his Furman call. Did you see him put his hands out in front of everybody?
Yes, like zip it, uh-huh. Marty. Like he went Joe Rogan uh-huh. or in Daniel Cormier behind the scenes. Shane, give me the next clip.
Strike to claim it. A strike to claim it. And he got it!
That is why I did it. That's number five. Are you kidding me?
Bowling.
Attaboy Pete.
Really?
That is one of the best clips of all time.
He does. Is that from Kingpin?
No.
Oh, my God.
I mean, but that's what it sounds like.
Stick to PBS.
Just go bananas on that.
Stick to Daniel the Tiger.
Hey,
dude, but wait a minute. Who's the little brother with the big glasses and the curly hair?
I don't know, but he's got a dog. He's got a Frenchie. That's you.
Is that me?
That's you.
Is that little DB? Who's the little brown dude with the afro and the red glasses? What show is this? That's not the name of the show. My man has a tiger on his shirt, and his clothes don't match. Oh, why do they do little kids like that on cartoons?
I don't know.
At least they let the little bald head kid, Caillou, at least he wears the same clothes every day. They just give my little dude over here mismatched clothes.
I'd much rather have variety.
Shane, hit me with the next clip.
Lisa, world record, a three-time Olympian. World record is absolutely going to be shattered here. The United States trying to hang on a second. They should get the silver medal. Australia is in bronze territory right now, but Lizak is closing a little bit on Bernard. Can the veteran chase him down and pull off a shocker here? Well, there's no doubt that he's tightening up. Bernard is losing some ground. Here comes Lizak. Unbelievable at the end. He's done it. The U.S. has done it. He did it. He did it.
That is my favorite call of all time. Michael Phelps, 8 gold medal run. Jason Lizak coming back on France after the. Yes, that was my reaction.
Dude, that will never leave this. If you know anything about Shane, that call will forever be. Do we even know what? Like, is that walk off? Is he saying walk off or they win
know.
Or win? Like,
I don't know.
We
maybe
ask
Joel Lorenzi's a.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and doubt that.
He's coming next.